Welcome on in. It is the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Friday afternoon live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. What's happening, Ike?
Fritzy, I'll let you, boy.
As always, Chickies and Pete's. Baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's. Pregame, in-game, or postgame feast. Find a location near you online at chickiesandpetes.com. So we got a busy little weekend ahead of us, Ike. We got, you know, the Pirates in town. Phil's the nice win last night.
Nice win last night.
Yeah, it's going to see some slugs. Shout out to Howard Eskin. I think he might have saved the season. Might have saved the season early. They go out. They hit three home runs. They improved to, in the last 2 years, Ike, 24-3 when they hit three-plus home runs.
Well, okay.
I think we got a magic number.
So then we should be hitting home runs.
I think they should hit more
home
runs.
Get back to slugging?
Yeah, get back to slugging. You can see those shirts. We're going to be slugging all over the place this summer for sure. But it's also a big weekend for the Sixers. And we're coming down the stretch run here. We've talked a lot these last couple days about how the expectations feel like they are back on this team. And with a big game against the Magic tonight, how I feel heading into the postseason is I think it's time that we give – this Sixers team a clean slate. Like, I am so tired of hearing, hey, wake me until they get out of the second round, and Embiid's a loser. I think we are holding the failures of, sure, Embiid was here for it, of the past versions of this Sixers team too much against this team. Like, it is a new-ish team. Like, Tyrese Maxey's now ascending into being this team's second star. This first postseason, we're going to really see that.
What year is this for Tyrese?
Tyrese?
Yeah.
This is year four.
Oh, yeah.
Year four.
Well, I just want to know, it's not just Joel that's been here for those defeats. Tyrese has been here, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Different version of Tyrese, though. Tyrese goes from bench player to the starter to now being the co-star, the Robin, hopefully, to Joel Embiid's Batman. And listen, the Toby Stench is still here. The Tobias Harris.
Yeah, he was here for those, too.
He's been a part of a lot of these in the years past.
Yeah. He's been here 4 years, 5 years, 5 years.
It was his first year as the Butler year, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, Toby, at this point for me, is more of an afterthought than I'm still super worked up about him. Like, Toby's here.
It's good.
Toby's here. And
we're going to need him, and he's going to win a game for us.
Win a game's a stretch. But he's here. I'll give you that. He is 100% here. And Nick Nurse is here, too. You know, like, Doc Rivers, Drew, was crazy.
Yep.
Doc Rivers was beyond annoying, and I totally agree. And if Doc Rivers was still here, yeah, I wouldn't be calling for a clean slate. But given this newish version of this team, given probably the healthiest Joel Embiid is heading into the postseason, given Tyrese Maxey now a new version of a second star and one that I think a lot of the city believes in rather than the Ben Simmons of the years past, the James Harden of the years past, at least he's likable. I mean, those guys weren't even close to being likable, and we felt like they would let us down. Now, Tyrese might let us down, but we don't know that. I think we knew that Ben Simmons and James Harden would.
Yeah.
I'm ready to give the Sixers a clean slate heading into this postseason. I'm ready for this to almost start over.
Yeah, clean slate is a little bit of a stretch. I guess I understand the sentiment that you want to sort of rid yourself of the baggage and the loser mentality. And I understand wanting to do that. And that's fine. But I don't think most fans will have the ability to do that, including me. Like, last year did just happen. Game 6 and Game 7 of last year happened a year ago. So to find themselves, quite frankly, in the fortunate position that they find themselves in, despite the record, when you just look at the circumstances surrounding getting out of the East, you got to take advantage of this. You just do. You don't get a clean slate. You don't, because while Tyrese Maxey may be young, guess who's not young? Joel Embiid. He's not old, but he damn sure ain't young. And so, and guess who else isn't young? The Celtics aren't young. And if you hadn't realized, some of these young teams in the East, they aren't going to get old overnight. So they're going to be even better next year. The Magic, the Knicks, the Cavs, like, these teams can be even stronger and better next year. Like, it's not going to get any easier for the Sixers moving forward. And this year may just be the year things set up for us. The basketball gods may have finally dealt us a nice little hand here. And you got to take advantage of it. And I can't sit back and look at the Sixers and say, while I'm happy Joel's back and Tyrese Maxey's playing well, it doesn't really matter how the season ends this year. Well, we had the opportunity for that to be the case by not bringing back Joel Embiid. Because I said this is what was going to happen if he came back. The expectations were going to rise. And that's where we are now.
And they have.
And they have. And they should. And they should. No one looks as healthy, as strong as the Sixers look right now going in the Eastern Conference. Boston is trying to fight through the last portion of this season without getting anybody injured. They already know they have the number one seed locked up forever. They're just trying to make sure they stay sharp and not get sloppy and pick up bad habits. That's hard for a team that's front run wire to wire this season. Milwaukee, we see they're struggling. We see Milwaukee struggling from a health standpoint. And then I look at the rest of the teams.
I mean, you're talking about the Knicks, the Magic, the Cavs.
The Pacers. The Heat.
The Heat, too. Yeah, they don't look like they have the juice this year. I know they get a turn on the postseason.
Nah,
I mean, the run's right there.
Embiid is healthy at the right time. For the first time in his career, he's going into the playoffs seemingly healthy, well-rested. Stamina is the only thing, endurance is the only thing that's holding him back right now that he needs to sort of get in playoff mode there. And then it boils down to, like you said, Tyrese Maxey. I know nobody wants to hear it. Tobias Harris, Kelly Oubre, Kyle Lowry. All these guys, can they take advantage of this situation? It's there for them. And I believe that the pressure to win and the expectation to win, I'm not saying win the NBA championship, getting to the conference finals is a must. And dare do I think, let's get to the conference finals and see how we match up against Boston. I'm not saying I expect them to get to the NBA finals. Boston is a very good basketball team. They've been playing together all season long, their same core. This is virtually the second version of the 2023-2024 Philadelphia 76ers. It's the second version of them. So I understand that. But the rest of these teams, nah.
It's set up.
When I'm looking at the best player is Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell and Paolo Banchero and Tyrese Halliburton. And like okay, you want to give me a Pablo Giannis,
Dame.
Embiid is going to be the best player in just about every series. Am I right?
100%.
Every series.
Yeah. And
he's healthy.
And he could make the argument even against Boston.
I will say even against Boston.
215.
He'll be the best player.
215-592-9494 is how you get in.
He's healthy.
Have you risen your expectations for the Sixers team? Is your expectation the Eastern Conference Finals? And are you willing to give them a clean slate, or is it still – hold their feet to the fire?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want to head into this postseason. Like, this is how I feel. Like, I don't have this black cloud that I felt like had been holding over the Sixers with Ben straight into Harden. Like, I feel like almost all that is forgiven. I have forgiven them.
Nobody's forgiven anything.
And if they go out.
What are you talking about right now?
I've forgiven them.
Forgiven them for what?
I've forgiven the past transgressions.
For what? Why?
Because this is a new team. Because
it's been a new team every year. It's been a new team every year. It's been a new team every year. New version. Tobias, Jimmy, JJ. Then you go with Doc. I mean, it's been a new team every year with this team. Ben Simmons, James Harden. You know, now we got this team. We had Pat Beverly and Marcus Morris for a while. Now we got Kyle Lowry. It's a new team every year.
Yeah, that's why I'm giving this team a clean slate.
It's never been an excuse for them not to win.
They still got to win. I'm not saying they can go in and lose. I'm not walking into this negative feeling of, hey, get out of the second round. Like, go in, and the past is the past. I don't want them feeling there's a huge burden on them. Go out there, play your best game, and go on a run.
You're soft as cotton. Soft as cotton. You don't want them to feel the burden to go win.
No.
Well, I'm sorry. The last decade, have we as a fan base not shouldered the burden of going down there and supporting this team? That quits late in the season, that's always got excuses for why they don't win. They blame each other, throw each other under the bus, raise ticket prices every year. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Where have they earned this pass to not meet expectations? Where have they earned this at? I'm sorry. I don't see that.
Well, but you're doing exactly what I feel like a lot of people are doing. Like,
and they should do.
Nah, I'm not there. I'm not there.
Yeah, and I'm saying why though?
Because I think this is a different version.
It's a different version. Oh, now you like the team.
I've always liked the Sixers.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
I'm not opposed to
disliking the team. That's saying somehow you found an affinity for this team.
Yeah, I didn't.
Why? Like, Maxie was barely a two guy a couple weeks ago. What is it?
Well, he's still a three. But
hey, exactly. So what is it you like about this team?
Well, because if he's
now?
A three, then why do I have the expectation that they should go on a run here?
I want to know why you like
because
this team
I like
pass.
Tyrese Maxey is a likable second star. He's someone that I don't like.
They're likable.
He is likable. Dude, the second stars last week used for Ben Simmons, James Harden.
Well, it's not. What athletes do we got in this town that isn't likable?
I don't know. I'm just something like
I would say most of them are.
I agree.
Most of them are like, but the expectations is the same for everybody. So being likable ain't good enough for me.
But we've had unlikable guys on this team in years past. We had Ben. We had the coach that no one liked.
Oh my God.
I'm willing to give Nick Nurse a clean slate. Do we have to hold the past against Nick Nurse too?
We have to hold
the Hawks series against Nick Nurse.
We like the team.
Yes. I like the Sixers. I like this team.
We like the team. You don't have to go out there and win. Just go out there and try. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
We'll pat you on the back. Mr. Standing Ovation over here. I'm mad I associated myself with you with this nonsense now. Because now you're trying to permeate the rest of the city with the rest of the teams. And nonsense we did last year with Trey, that ain't working for everybody else. Especially when you want the Eagles to lose all the time.
Except for the Eagles.
Exactly. You don't give them any pass. So I don't want to hear that nonsense. I want to hear it.
The Eagles don't get a clean slate. 215.
Exactly.
592.
Nobody gets a clean slate around here.
215-592-9494 to get in. Are you giving the Sixers a clean slate? It's time. I need to hear the second round stuff. I get it. Now, the one caveat here, Ike, and the thing that's making me nervous heading into this postseason. This Allen Iverson statue is a disaster. you want to talk about some bad juju? You want maybe a black cloud hanging over the franchise? They gave away a trophy today to Allen Iverson. What in the world was that? It's small. I've never seen a statue so small. Don't give me sculpture nonsense either.
Well, they had to change the name. That's not a statue. I mean, if it's a statue, it's a miniature statue. It's not a statue in the sense of what we would think a statue is.
Is this Josh Harris cheapening out? I mean, why are they making it small? I don't get it.
I mean, shout out to Bubba Chuck. First of all, let's not do that on his day.
It's not about it. I know it's not him.
I know it. I just don't want it to come off as if we're raining on his day.
Never.
About, because that's one of my guys, and the fact that he's being celebrated today was great. But come on, Sixers organization. You could have added at least two more feet to that. Two to three more feet to that statue.
Statues are supposed to be towering. Larger than life.
Yeah. I should look up at a statue.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I'm 6'3".
Yeah.
So even if the statue is 6'5 or 6'8, it's okay. It doesn't have to be an 8-foot statue, 10-foot statue. But, I mean, that thing looks like that's one step ahead of the Heisman Trophy they gave out right there. I've held the Heisman Trophy before.
Did Iverson hold
it? I don't think I can hold that.
I think you're close, though.
The base was kind of – it's about 3 feet.
You're not that far off. Man. That's making me – if the Sixers lose early, I'm blaming the – I'm just letting you know, I'm blaming the Iverson statue. It's 100% going to be the
reason.
Not
losing early, man. Let's go. We're going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
215-592-9494 to get in. Are you giving the Sixers a clean slate heading into the postseason? Or are you still holding the past transgressions against this team? Brahim's in Jacksonville. What's happening, bro?
Yo, what up, Jack? Hey, okay. So let me ask y'all this. Okay, I'm 48 years old, all right? The Sixers have been breaking my heart for 41 years. My heart is scarred. It's toughened. They get a clean slate with me every single year. Like, that don't matter to me. And I just want to ask you this, because I know you're a basketball head like me. Uh-huh. How many years did Joel Embiid have to play with Ben Simmons?
I don't care about any of that. All I know is right now there's an opportunity in the Eastern Conference. There's a path where they could get to the, at minimum, the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not asking for an NBA championship. Hell, I didn't even say they should get to the finals. I said the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay, that's fine. But you're not getting to the Eastern Conference Finals as a freaking center. I don't care if you're an all-star center. If your point guard won't shoot, you're not getting to the Eastern Conference Finals.
We got a point guard that will shoot. We're not talking about Benson. Benson hasn't played here in 2.5 years.
No, we're not.
That's what you all are trying to use to pacify yourself. I'm talking about this year.
Listen, I expect them every single year since we had Embiid, since he started playing, I expected us to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
I ain't saying don't hold them accountable.
Okay.
All I'm saying is all this I'm not watching till they get past the second round.
Who said that? Nobody said that.
That's been the whole conversation all year. Wake me up when they get out of the second round.
Nobody said. We're not talking about what somebody said at the beginning of the year. We're talking about right now. The Sixers have gotten a rebirth. We aren't even talking about the Sixers for 2 months. Knock it off. They stunk for 2 months until Joel Embiid got back. And now we see what Joel Embiid looks like, so now people are interested. What are we talking about right now? They stunk for 2 months of the season while Embiid was out. And now he's back. And now we see how he looks. So now people's expectations are changing based on what they see. Here you are talking about a clean slate.
Yes. I'm saying don't hold the past against this team. Enter into the postseason. It's almost like a rebirth.
When you hold the past against them, I don't understand what that means.
Well,
I guess maybe I'm not clear as to what that means.
Well, because I feel like the hold the past against them is doing the whole, like, it's been 10 years, the process, Doc Rivers, all this, Ben Simmons, James Harden, like, this is a new version of this team.
So if they were to lose.
I'll be mad, yeah.
No. No. It's not you being mad. You said don't hold the past. So you don't expect anybody to bring up the past if they go out early.
Yeah, I don't think they need to. I think this is a new
team. How would this team be talked about then?
Be disappointed. Hold on.
No. The level of anger would not match that. You're trying to say we would be disappointed like somehow the little engine that couldn't get up the hill. That's not how this fan base is going to react. So how do you think they're going to react if they go out early? You think the past isn't going to be brought up?
I think people will bring
it up. And it shouldn't be brought up?
I think people will bring it up. I just wouldn't
hold it. It shouldn't be brought up.
I wouldn't hold it against them. Because I think
I'm asking you. It shouldn't be brought up.
I'm saying I wouldn't bring it up, but it will be.
You would bring it up. You know why?
Why?
Because when discussing this team, when they fell in the postseason, it's the only way to discuss them. It's their past failures. It's the only way to discuss them. It's been 40 years since they won.
Mm-hmm.
So when they lose when they shouldn't lose in the playoffs, how do you discuss them without discussing all of the other failures except for 2001?
Well, I think one of the things that I view differently about this team, mm-hmm. and why I kind of feel this whole clean slate feeling heading into the postseason, is that I think people view this team as losers. And I just don't think that's fair.
You know how you change that, Jack?
By
winning.
I know.
So continuing to lose isn't going to change that perception.
Right, but it's a different version of that team.
It's always a different version.
But
it's been 20 different versions of it. It doesn't matter.
Is it fair to say that the James Harden was a loser? Ben Simmons was a loser, right?
Listen, I love Joel Embiid probably more than any athlete. I won't say any athlete today, but I'm a big Joel Embiid guy. You think he's not perceived as a loser?
I think he's perceived as a loser.
So then you're naming out Ben Simmons and James Harden and all these other guys. Embiid is still here.
Right.
So how's that not going to – that's not going to change if he doesn't win.
I think Joel Embiid will still be held to a high standard. But I think also he had other people around him that may have dragged him down. And if Embiid does it again with, I think, maybe the cleanest slate he's had heading into the postseason, then I think we can go back into the Joel Embiid conversation.
See, here's what's not going to happen. Maybe you're going to get some people who say trade Joel Embiid. I'm not. Nobody's talking about re-signing Tyrese Maxey, firing Nick Nurse. Right? We know Daryl Morey just got an extension. He's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But if this team were to lose before they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, I don't understand. Like, are we celebrating the team? Like, what are we doing? It's just blase. It didn't matter.
Well,
we shouldn't be upset.
I think it's perfectly fair to be upset, but I think the whole this is who they are, they are losers, this is what they do every year, I don't think that's fair, because I think this is Sixers 3.0.
How's it 3.0?
Because we're
learning. Joel Embiid is still here.
We're learning another iteration of
the
team.
God.
We are.
Oh, my God.
We are.
I need to talk to somebody else.
215-592-9494. We are live at Chickies and Pete's. Nothing goes better with Philly basketball, hockey, and baseball than Chickies
damn
and Pete's.
The statue got me mad today already.
Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, online, chickiesandpete's.com. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. Are you willing to give this Sixers team a clean slate heading into the postseason? It's a brand new team.
You know what you're asking for? You're asking for a free pass is what you're asking for. You're not asking for a clean slate. You're saying, will we give this team a free pass? It shouldn't matter what they do this postseason. No. That's really what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that if they choke, then they're gonna get ripped. But it's almost, this is a new Sixers team. Don't hold Doc Rivers against them. Don't hold the Hawks series against them. Don't hold all the past against them. And enter in with a clean slate. Enter into this postseason with a clean slate.
Makes no sense.
And believe again.
It makes no sense.
215-592.
I'm believing. I'm expecting them to win.
Yeah.
How's that different? I expect
because you
my
did
believing
it
in them.
You already did.
You said you want to give them a free pass. That it
I didn't say
matter.
Free pass. It's a clean slate.
I know you're trying to use a different word to describe what you're really saying.
But you're doing the same Neanderthal nonsense the other Sixers fans do. They raised ticket prices. The process was 10 years. Doc Rivers, Joel Embiid. I don't care. New team, new city, new statue. It's the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We'll get to your phone calls coming up next. Welcome back. It is the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We are live at Chickies and Pete's. Nothing goes better with Philly basketball, hockey, and baseball than Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, online, chickiesandpete's.com. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers. With diamond engagement rings for every budget online, marks-jewelers.com. What's your expectations heading into the playoffs for the Sixers, Ike? 21% say the finals. 29% say Eastern Conference Finals. The largest portion of the voting says second-round loss. And the final
wow.
option, the final option is losing the play-in, which is 12%. And this is what I'm talking about.
Wow.
So 50% of voters think they lose in the second round or lose in the play-in, and that's why they need a clean slate. That's why they need a clean slate. Because, that's only using the past against them. Oh, they're going to let us down.
Is this your way of trying to call for another ovation?
I'm not saying we don't need the O-word.
No, I'm just saying this is kind of you're asking for, like, some type of blind faith and support and – let's take the pressure off the guys, and let's just go out and support them. That's what it sounds like you're kind of pushing for here.
What I'm pushing for.
I mean, what that vote tells me is that this city lacks confidence in this team.
They do lack confidence in the team.
Yeah.
But I think it's also.
Because of the past.
That's got to go away.
It's not going away until they win.
Let the past go and appreciate the new version of the Sixers.
They haven't given us anything to appreciate.
Yeah, because it's the first year of a new team.
It's the first year.
It is. It's Nick
Nurse.
It's
the first year of a new team every year.
Okay. So maybe the James Harden team needed a clean slate. Maybe the Ben team needed a clean slate.
But nobody gave him a clean slate.
Well, I think people were in on the team with Embiid or with Harden. But it's the first.
No. When I say clean slate, I mean when they lost, they still got the same anger directed at them.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I think we're still building here.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let's talk to the people, man. I'm not going to convince you.
Chuck's in Mount Airy. What's happening?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly who we need to start off with.
Hey, yes. Jack, give me a second, please. I want to say something to Josh Harris. Josh Harris, I hope I'll never see you in public. And I hope somebody see you and kick your ass. Because you're a disrespectful garbage owner. You sit there, I waited for months for this statue to be revealed. And you reveal a leprechaun statue? Are you kidding me? You know what I mean? You see the statue that Kobe got? You see the statue that Michael Jordan got? That's how the franchise is supposed to appreciate a great player. You know what I mean? And you sit there, you disrespect us time and time again. Buy opposing teams from us. You disrespect one of our greatest athletes. When I go down, when the season starts, I promise you, I'm going down to FedEx Field, that garbage stadium you got, and I'm going to throw trash all over because that's what represents you. You're garbage. And I can't stand you. I hate that you own the 76ers, man. I'm pissed off about that, man. That's disrespectful with that statue, man. That's garbage, that statue is. And I'm going to say it. It's garbage for AI to have a statue like that, man. Real.
Now, yeah, Chuck, listen, you've been a very outspoken, passionate, like many Philadelphia 76ers fans, fan about Allen Iverson, but I'm just saying you have always talked about that being your number one guy in this city as an athlete. And I agree, man, for what he meant to the city, for what he should mean to the organization, it deserved to be grander than what it was, man. Like, to me, that did not represent the impact, the love, and how much this fan base loved and adored Allen Iverson. It wasn't it. When you talk about Kobe's statue, it's reflected in what the organization thinks about Kobe Bryant and the fact that they're doing three of him. And the way that city feels about him and how large they are. You expect a guy like Allen Iverson, who is an icon. I mean, not just for the Sixers, for the sport of basketball. Uh-huh. The impact that he had on the game, changing the culture, it deserved to be grander than what it was. I don't want anyone to think that AI shouldn't have been, that he shouldn't be appreciative of today, or we shouldn't, but just know that people like Chuck and myself think that it should have been done better than what it was. That could have been bigger and grander than what it was today.
Hey, I couldn't agree with you more. You know what? The thing about it is, he probably, the person he is, he's going to appreciate it.
Of course he is.
But as a fan, I don't have to appreciate that garbage. You make a ton of money. All you think about is money, and that's what you come up with? A statue that looks like a chair? You know, that's as big as a chair. You know what I mean? It's garbage, man. It's just garbage, man. I'm very disappointed in the 76ers organization, man. You know, bad juju. That's why this team can't do nothing, because of stuff like that. You know what I mean? You get all bad juju, and you have no good luck, because you're a garbage franchise, man. And it changes the way I think about this team going into the playoffs, because I hate the owner. The owner is garbage, man. But I'm going to say this, though. I'm optimistic because of the players, man, and the coaching staff. But I hate the owner, man. I'm going to tell you that right now. You know, that's it. I'm just disappointed, man. I just called up and just voiced my displeasure with that statue, man, because he should have been done better than that. He should have been done better than that. I'm out.
All right, bro.
There he goes. Chuck and Mountaineri. Yeah, and Chuck's obviously a huge Allen Iverson fan,
as a lot of people are here.
It's just odd to me. It's odd. I mean, I know that other statues are kind of small, but these things are like eye level. Even the Barkley statue, you got to look up to it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Allen Iverson's one of the pillars of this franchise.
I mean,
100%.
I mean, the last 40 years. Are you kidding me?
They haven't had many great players.
Yeah.
You know, they've had some good runs. But
yeah,
it's not their fault, because they probably can't put it at the Wells Fargo Center. I even find it's at the practice facility.
Yeah, that's what that's about. They probably, because they don't know what's going on with the Wells Fargo Center. They want to make sure they have it somewhere where.
Yeah, and I guess when they get their new arena somewhere, mm-hmm. they'll trade.
Yeah, certainly, yeah.
All these
probably ship all of them over there.
But the fact that AI was almost patting himself on the head of his statue seems like a problem.
Yeah, listen.
It does feel like bad juju. I'll give Chuck that. It feels like heading into the postseason, some are calling for a clean slate. The Iverson statue being too small could throw a wrench in those plans. Chris is in Middletown. What's happening, Chris?
Good afternoon, Ike.
What's up, Chris?
Ike, I'm coming to get you. I'm on the raft. I'm coming out to save you.
Save me, please.
What the hell is wrong with you? Like, were you dropped on your head a bunch of times as a child? Like,
what's this have to do with anything?
Dude, you got to be kidding me. You want to give a standing ovation now for everybody. Oh, let's give a standing ovation.
There's no standing ovation with this. Okay. I'm just saying clean slate and deep breaths heading into the postseason.
Forget that they suck and they've underachieved for over and over.
That's the old Sixers, Chris. That's the old Sixers.
Jackie, enough with this nonsense. This is flat ridiculous. And you
What did Nick Nurse have to do with those last collapses? What did he have to do with that?
Josh Harris. That scumbag Josh Harris.
Now it's Josh Harris's fault.
This is your way of trying to support the stupid commies down there watching.
Yeah.
You like to say the Eagles are going to lose. Oh, let's root for the Eagles.
Whoever they draft might drop Jalen, the third best quarterback in the East.
No, that's trash. This is garbage. This is garbage. Stop with this wipe the slate clean. They're making me crazy, Jack. You're making me more crazy than Then PhD,
but you're the perfect person. You're perfect. You're exactly who I want to talk to, because you should give this team a clean slate heading into the postseason. You keep holding. You're going to hold Ben Simmons against them. You're going to hold James Harden against them. You're going to hold Doc Rivers against them. Why?
Jack,
why? It's a new team.
For them, Jack. Here's a clean slate for them. Boo! Boo!
Yes. See, you just hate the Sixers. You just hate the Sixers. I got it.
I'm going to go down there and boom. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to tell them that they stink. And when I see Jack. Joshua Harris, like Chuck said, I'm going to
tell
you.
Josh Harris won't be there.
He's a dope. He's a bum. He's terrible. This is trash. Bad take by you, Jack. Bad take, Jack. We are.
There he goes. Curse of Middletown. Curse of Middletown. That's what I'm talking about, Ike. Like that's
he's right.
But
though.
That's a Sixers fan that drives me nuts. Because that's a Flyers fan talking. By the way, that's not a real hoophead like myself and you. You know what I mean? Like I can hear the Flyers fan in there. Not to divide the fan base again, which I feel like I do once a day at this point. And it's not being soft. It's just being real. It's being real about this team. It's being like, listen. I'm okay. I don't need to hold blowing the Hawks series and the Kawhi shot and all the things that have brought us down the last couple of years.
Sure.
Against a new team, because I think this is a new team.
I think I'm trying to understand where you're coming from.
It's a hard thing to do.
I ain't got there yet.
I know. I know there might be a new afternoon show coming, but one of these next couple of days, you'll get to where I'm at.
Man. Trying to understand where you're coming from, but I'm just not. I guess in theory I understand what you're trying to say. All I'm saying is that as someone who's been a pro Sixer guy, and I'm still a pro Sixer guy.
Of course, we all are.
Well, not everybody.
Not everyone. I got ahead of my skis there. That's
on me. Not everybody. But I have been a pro guy. I've been very vocal about being a pro guy. Once I've decided, I'm going back all the way in again. And believing because of what I see, then that's where I'm at. It's not that I think Joel's a bum, get rid of him if they don't win. I want to get Tyrese Maxey. I think he is a good number two that they can go out and win with. Like, I'm actually excited to get Paul George in here this offseason. I'm excited about all that. So don't get me wrong with the Sixers moving forward.
Sure.
I understand that angle of it. I'm just saying this is a year that they need to take advantage of this opportunity and going out earlier than the Eastern Conference Finals certainly is unacceptable. And then when we get to the Eastern Conference Finals, knock on wood,
mm-hmm.
I know everybody is going to say, let's go beat the Boston Celtics. So how you go out matters.
Sure.
It matters. So if you put up a great fight against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, then sure, people are going to feel more positive than negative about the team.
Right.
But if you go get swept by the Celtics,
a little different.
And you don't show up, then people are going to think differently.
Yeah, and I guess a part of where I'm at is, like, yeah, I expect them to get to the Eastern Conference Finals now, and that's fine. And if they lose before that, I'll be mad. But I don't need to be pre-mad.
Are they getting wrote? Well, oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I'm not going in pre-mad.
And I know you're not.
Yeah.
And I know you're not. I just like, that's where I feel like Chris and Middletown's a perfect.
There's some, yeah.
It's like, no, they're going to lose. They're going to.
Right.
And I want the black cloud almost to be a race from the team. Because I think that's what Harden had over this franchise and Doc had over this franchise.
Well, that voting shows that.
Exactly.
That a lot of people don't believe. I'm not on that side of the voting.
But you are holding them to a high standard, which
yes.
I think is fine.
Yes.
Which I think is totally fine.
Yes.
What I mean, I guess part of what I mean by a clean slate is heading into the postseason, I don't need the bleh.
Right.
All they do is choke.
Right.
And that's where I'm at heading into the playoffs. Chris is in Pensauken. What's happening, Chris?
What's happening, guys? What's up, Mike?
What's up,
Jack?
Sam?
Yo, man, everybody listen. All those bad voting and Chris from up to, I love you, man. It's simple, man. Don't watch them. We don't need you. I don't care if they don't like you. They don't like you either. And all you people saying underachieved need to look in the mirror when you go for work tomorrow, Monday, because you probably underachieved because you didn't live up to the goals that you thought you were going to accomplish. I know I did because I'm papered up and I'm healthy. I'm a good dude. That's what I said to all you naysayers. I hope they lose. Guess what? Stay off my lawn. How about that? And I'm with Chuck. Allen got screwed, but that was the smartest thing than putting that whatever they did over there. How about Tuesday night? How about Coward Eskin? Oh, well, they don't need a stand. Hey, Coward Eskin, because you listen, because you're a troll. You listen all the time to Jack and I show. Tuesday night, if there was a game, they're going to get moved because of the Flyers' crap game that didn't make the playoffs. So why wouldn't they need a new stadium?
Right.
Yeah, they
might play the game Wednesday. Yeah.
And they're a bunch of dumbasses, and you don't even know basketball. My gosh. You're talking like it's the 70s, man. You know you dribble that ball and you're supposed to shoot it in the hoop. And Jack's right. Look up Nick Nurse, all you naysayers. He's the damn winningest coach in the whole city. The dude won everywhere. In Britain, in D3, in the NBA. Coach of the year. What the hell else do you want from him? He's the number one head coach in the city, bar none. Oh, and I don't like Josh Harris either. But let me tell you something. Calling that guy a loser? I'd like to be that loser. He's worth like $17 trillion.
And he owns like three teams. It'd certainly be nice, Chris.
Yeah, he definitely owns.
Brushing your teeth and you need dental work because you can't afford it, and my teeth are styling and profiling. Get your head out of your ass, you dumbasses. Don't watch it then.
All right, Chris. Have a good weekend,
buddy. Have a good weekend.
Flower
up.
Yeah, feet. You know,
yes.
I believe that the idea behind the flower, right, mm-hmm. is to tone you down.
Yes. And he does not. He does not partake before he comes on the air. No. Waste afterwards.
Now, sometimes he gets on laughing, and I'm like,
right,
well,
then you know he made
Yeah, he might have started a little early, but when he's fired up, pre-flower?
Yeah, there's nobody that's high sounds like that.
Yeah, dude, he's the angriest high guy I've ever heard in my life. Nick's in Collegeville. What's happening, Nick?
Dude, I love Chris, man. I always enjoy listening to him, but I feel like he's got the wrong strain. Like, I don't know anything about flower, but the one thing I kind of heard people talking about in the past, I feel like he might need a different strain. That's all.
Yes.
You know,
something mellow.
Concentration might
mellow
be
mellow him out a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Friday. Chris, it's Friday, man. Pop one. Why am I calling out? Oh, listen, is everybody getting a pass now except the birds? Like,
yes, that's pretty much Fritz's.
Hold on. How have I given the Phillies a pass?
Let me hold on to back up a little bit, young man.
I can sense where this is going, Nick. I can see it coming from a mile away.
Should the Phillies get a pass because we have a guy named Spencer Turnbull who's our ninth starter now? It's a different team now. It's not the same team.
No.
I don't expect anything from them. I just want to just have fun, just watch the Phillies pinstripe. Watch the grass grow. Go drink a couple lagers down there. I don't have any expectations for anybody in Philly. I just want to pump and have fun. Like, what are we doing here? I sound like the producer for Joe Giglio and you.
Kyle Quinn.
What are we doing here?
Well, he says that. He says, come on, dude.
Dude, what are we doing? Like, seriously, come on, man. It's Friday. Don't force me to watch Netflix or something, all right? I need you to just focus. Lock in. Stand on business. And focus, young man. All right?
That. Stand on business. I like that.
I'm standing on business. I appreciate the call, Nick. I
like that. I got to work that in. I'm standing on business. I ain't found a way to really work that into my.
You haven't.
I do look at TikTok a lot, so I'm learning a lot of different lingo.
TikTok's the one I can't download.
Yeah.
It's just I have too many. I have too many social medias.
Right.
I can't get another one.
Yeah.
So I can't do it. I did my best. I'm out.
TikTok is entertaining.
I know. Yeah.
I may watch more TikTok than anything.
The good part is most TikToks end up on Instagram. So I still
right,
get,
somehow,
I get most,
yeah.
of, I get most yeah. of TikToks.
Yeah, but standing on business is.
Well, so you did a great job, right? You did a great job working pause in.
Man. And then it got took from us.
It did.
It got taken from us.
And then no Diddy's working its way into the rotation.
It's coming in. It's coming in hard.
Standing on business.
Yes.
Yeah, because a lot of people said that with the whole AJ thing. You know,
yes. Yeah, well, yeah, he was standing on business.
I'm very anti-standing on business. It's an annoying term. So.
Well, and it's more of an aggressive term.
Yeah.
Like standing on business is more or less you say something. You standing on business.
Yeah, let me. You know who doesn't seem aggressive?
Yeah,
me.
Yeah,
there's.
But just listen. You believe in your takes. And,
sure,
and, yeah, so that's standing on business.
I'm just saying
it has a limit.
One on one, there's no standing. Yeah. We're having conversations.
Right. It's all conversations. Yes. No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
But on the Phillies, like
yes,
I'm not. They're not getting a clean slate heading into the postseason. I mean, but this is also the same team.
And they ain't getting a clean slate after 2.5 weeks. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, tried yesterday. Take a deep breath. But
yeah.
Like,
by the way, number one baseball guy at the station again, nailed it. How many home runs did I call last night?
Three.
Mm.
How many home runs did the Phillies hit?
Three.
Did your co-host say Stott was going deep?
He did.
Bang. Take that, Mike in Berlin.
Yeah.
215-592.
Did I say I was the number one baseball guy?
You did. You slipped it in there.
You let me get away with that?
I'm the number one football guy. It fluctuates throughout the year. But like, there's no clean slate for the Phillies. Like, people don't think – people have this misconception, I think, of me, of turning a blind eye to the – I actually hate the Phillies. It's just I love them so much I hate them, you know, in a way where they always let me down.
Don't say that too many times. They are playing at home.
I'm just kidding. I love the Phillies, but they drive me nuts. And this is also the third straight year that they have the same-ish team. The Sixers' mm-hmm. difference is, and I think the mistake people are making.
That's why I'm not giving you an excuse. I'm not doing the whole the different team nonsense.
It is a different team.
And no, I know it's a different team, but it's a different team every year.
I don't know how true that is. Doc had been there for 3 years, but heading into last year. Harden had been there for 2 years.
The core guys? I'm just saying the core guys.
Well, it's really just it's a like beat. A different. Toby doesn't count as a core guy.
Well, no. I'm saying, like, Harden came in. Mm-hmm. So, remember, we gave him a clean slate because he was a full year, off-season workouts, all of that. Mm-hmm. That was basically a new team.
Yeah.
I can't remember all the other, like, side parts that were on the team. Oh, P.J. Tucker, all that nonsense. Yeah,
That was Sixers 2.0. This is Sixers 3.0.
Well, we literally had another team in January.
I know. Yeah, we had Pat Bev and Marcus Morris. And Rocco existed.
Yeah.
Still on the team, by the way. D'Anthony Melton.
Rocco is still on the team.
He's the only player that's probably not going to play tonight. Rocco's still here.
I didn't even know he was still on the team.
I think he played 3 games for the Sixers.
All year?
I feel like that's all it was. And then he's been hurt ever since. Malik's in North Philly. What's happening, Malik?
Hey.
What's up, Malik?
Hey, listen. How y'all doing, man?
What's up, right?
Hey, Jack. I'm going to have to disagree with you, man.
It's okay.
And, Jack, I agree with you. Now, listen.
Which is harder, disagreeing with me or agreeing with Jack?
I'm heating up right there.
I normally agree with you, Ike, a lot.
Well, you sound so disappointed. Like it's not that bad. Occasionally, I do make good points, Malik. I'm just letting everyone know.
Hey, Ike, let me help you out a little.
All right, talk to me.
Listen, man. So the reason why you should temper your expectations. Now, I get that we want the Sixers to win. We want them to win, and you know, as far as the past, that doesn't matter. I get that. But Jack is right in the sense that this is a new team. Because you got to look at it this way. If a Joel Embiid didn't come back, right, you didn't expect the Sixers team to win at all.
Exactly.
We didn't even expect them to make the playoffs. Now, also look at the fact that this is a team, right, that had the Sixers, Embiid haven't got hurt, and they kept that team intact. Then I would say, I agree with you. Then I would say, yeah, I'm going all in, and they should win, and we should expect them to win, and we should be disappointed. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be disappointed when they eventually lose. But the fact that Embiid is coming off an injury, he's still not 100%, by the way. The fact that Melton is coming off injury, and then you have a team that made a trade deadline move, and they pretty much changed the face of the team. And these guys have not played together for quite a while. And if you expect them to go right into the playoffs and then beat possibly the Knicks, who are playing out of their minds to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, I have actually the Knicks in Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Nice.
If the Sixers were there, I would be happy, but I'm not expecting that. I'm not going and expecting it. If they lose, to Jack's point, I wouldn't be that disappointed. That's where I think he's coming from in terms of a clean slate. Because this is a new team. Tyrese Maxey is coming into his own. This is his first year having the role of being the number two. And then we do have a new coach, Nick Nurse. And then you're looking at, you just got parts who wasn't together all year. So it's kind of unreasonable to expect them to go on some kind of run in the playoffs, especially when Embiid missing all of that time. Then you had a trade. You got Buddy Hield.
Right. Yeah, I know, Malik.
I understand that. That's logical thinking. I'm not saying that's illogical thinking there. You're right. But what I'm saying is, with Joel looking the way that he's looking, And the way Tyrese Maxey is playing right now, and the way Nick Nurse has this team playing, moving the ball, sharing the ball, Kyle Lowry running the point, it's hard for me to temper my expectations. Now, if they were to fall short of those expectations, I'm not sitting here saying blow it up, although they are going to blow it up. You do realize that, right? When I say blow it up, I don't mean the two main parts are going anywhere, but pretty much everybody else is, what, with the exception of Paul Reed, Embiid, and Maxey, who they got to re-sign. Everybody else's contract is up after this season.
Yep.
So it's going to get blown up unless they actually do go out and win it. So I don't even have to advocate for that to happen, and our main stars are going to be here, and Nick Nurse isn't going anywhere. What I'm saying is when Jack says give him a clean slate, I'm saying the disappointment, the frustration, the anger, I don't know how much of that is going to be suppressed when this team starts rolling and expectations increase. It's just natural human reaction to things.
Just don't go far enough to where they consider re-signing Toby. That's my main goal heading into the postseason.
Listen, here's the thing that I'm going to be happy when the season is over with. Toby's going to be freed to go sign with a team.
So will I.
Go with a city. Exactly. So will I. I'll be freed. I'll be freed. And I can root for him from afar. I'll be able to do that.
That's good. Coming up next.
He'll go join the Lakers.
It's Jack Fritz. Ike Reese here live down at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Come hang out if you are on your way down to any of the games tonight. Great time, as always, down here. On the other side, Elliot Shore Parks. Is he giving the Sixers team a clean slate heading into the postseason? Plus, his thoughts on the Iverson statue. Obviously a huge Iverson guy.
Seemed like that statue was the same size as Elliot.
Yeah, maybe smaller. And the draft, less than 2 weeks away. Where is he at with that as we are narrowing down who we want at 22 for the Eagles? All that's coming up next on the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIB.